Where did all the immigration go?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm David Brancaccio. The flow of people moving between Mexico and the U.S. is close to zero right now. That surprising new data today comes from the nonpartisan Pew Hispanic Center. By comparison, over the last four decades, an estimated 12 million Mexicans came to the United States. To understand the reversal, we turn to Douglas Massey, co-director of the Mexican Migration Project at Princeton and the University of Guadalajara. Professor Massey, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your sense about some of the causes of this, what looks like a sea change in migration patterns?
Well, as usual, there are changes on both sides of the border. In the United States, there, of course, was the economic collapse in 2008, which really hammered some of the main areas of job growth and labor demand for Mexican immigrants. On the Mexican side, the economy isn't doing that badly. And the Mexican birth rate over the past three decades has fallen dramatically, and that means that right now the rate of labor force growth in Mexico is slowing. So all in all, we really see pretty much an end to a 60-year boom in Mexico-U.S. migration.
Now, you haven't mentioned greater border enforcement as a possibility here. Are you discounting that?
Well, all the studies that I've done basically show that the militarization of the border that we undertook for the past two decades had the perverse effect of reducing rates of return migration back to Mexico, which is why the Mexican undocumented population grew so rapidly in the 80s and early part of the 2000s. Basically, immigration is driven by demand in the U.S., by the opportunities for legal entry on the U.S. side, and by economic conditions and the size of the labor force growth in Mexico. And those factors have all changed.
Well, Douglas Massey, co-director of the Mexican Migration Project at Princeton, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The price of single-family homes has dropped in the U.S. An index for February out today looked at 20 American cities. For context, let's turn to Paul Habibi at Grace Lake Advisors and a lecturer at UCLA. Mr. Habibi, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So paint us a picture of the American housing market at this moment. How do you see it?
Well, the housing market is currently on the mend. The Case-Shiller Index came out today. We're seeing, out of the 20 cities, annual declines in most of them, but a few bright spots, places like Miami, like San Diego. And these are actually markets that are being led out of recovery primarily by investors who are buying up foreclosed houses, many in individual situations and many in the form of private equity funds.
Now, I don't want to be David Downer here, but a place like Atlanta, year over year, it's down about 17%.
Yeah, Atlanta, unfortunately, continues to suffer from a very weak labor market. And it's also not very attractive towards a lot of institutional and individual investors who are looking to get into some of the markets that are showing kind of good long-term growth prospects. And that's, you know, a tale of the haves and the have-nots, which has been really, frankly, the story in much of the real estate markets over the last few years here.
So your general posture is you're thinking you see a little bit of optimism in here? You see something upbeat in this?
Well, actually, I do. I think, you know, we're seeing the foreclosure logjam start clearing out, and we're actually seeing delinquency numbers go down pretty sharply. And the overarching story now is that we are bottomed out, but things take time to mend, and I think that's what's going to happen over the next year or so.
Paul Habibi, Grays Lake Advisors and UCLA, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now let's do the numbers. The Dow is currently up 103 points, 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite essentially unchanged at this very moment. The S&P 500 is up about 0.5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
In 2008, Barack Obama raised more than $40 million from bank executives and hedge fund managers. But 4 years later, he has lost the support of some of those big Wall Street donors, and the money's going to Mitt Romney. From New York, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
As a candidate, Barack Obama wasn't just popular on Main Street. He also appealed to Wall Street.
They were concerned about change in the state of the economy, just as most of America was.
Anthony Corrado teaches government at Colby College. He says many finance types didn't like how big the federal deficit got during the Bush administration. More broadly, Obama also struck them as a unifying political figure. So as fund manager Tony Scaramucci puts it,
members of the financial community had a love affair with Barack Obama.
First they gushed, then they gave millions and millions of dollars. Even though Scaramucci is a registered Republican, he took a chance on Obama. He says he believed an Obama administration would get the economy humming again.
And it would be moderate, accommodating, compromising government.
But Scaramucci says that hasn't happened, and that love affair didn't last very long. Just a few months into his presidency, Obama said this to CBS News' 60 Minutes.
I did not run for office to be helping out a bunch of fat cat bankers on Wall Street.
That stung, and it alienated a lot of Wall Street donors. Today, Scaramucci remembers another comment Obama made about the economy.
He also said when he was running for president, if he couldn't fix the thing in 3 or 4 years, he'd be a one-termer, and so I'm determined to help him get into his retirement.
So now Scaramucci backs Mitt Romney. He's already given thousands to Romney's campaign. Political scientist Anthony Corrado says Scaramucci is not alone. Romney, who made his fortune in private equity, has a lot of friends in finance, and they don't like the way Obama has framed things.
As essentially an election against Wall Street, against millionaires, against private capital, in favor of stronger support for the middle class and what we might, loosely call the 99%.
Despite that, Corrado says there are still plenty of bankers and fund managers who would be willing to support Obama again. In New York, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, what would you say if I told you I had a stock-picking robot with a great track record? According to Smart Money, tens of thousands of investors said, sign me up, here's my money. The Securities and Exchange Commission is suing two twin brothers from Britain, saying the robot stock picker was a scam. The guys started this stuff when they were 16 years old. Of course, hedge funds and other grown-up investment companies use robots all the time. They call them algorithms. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
Hospitals can be stressful places to work, you know. There are lives to save, sick people to tend to, and sometimes, just like the rest of us, doctors have a moment.
They throw a forceps, or they push somebody out of the way, or they scream at somebody, or they curse at somebody.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. That story, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.